This is an Audio Holdings production.
You never know who your true friends really are, do you? Or when you might finally meet them. In tonight's shadowy tale, The Brides of Olivera by Larry Gaynor, we meet a young woman who has good reason to be a touch nervous about her newfound acquaintance. And yet, there's something about him, isn't there? Listen.
Talking to me about art. So I said, okay, Buster, you can take this whole symposium and shove it.
Oh, no.
I don't read for middle-aged housewives anyway.
Well, good for you. You're a better poet than they deserve.
I'm a better anything than they deserve, for God's sake. I only wish I didn't need their money so damn much.
Oh, never mind. I love that new series you're doing about Chinatown.
Oh, yeah? Well, as usual, opinion doesn't count. Today's news, the Canada Council just turned me down.
Oh,
again. No. I needed that cash.
Look, I don't know why you worry about money so much, Ralph.
No.
Look, you know you're welcome to as much as you need.
Look, there you go again. Do you realize how much money you've shoved on me in the 2 years you've known me?
Look,
do you?
It doesn't matter. It's your work that's important.
Oh, you know exactly how much it is, Janie Pooh. That little computer brain of yours never forgets a thing. Come on, how much?
Ralph, we've been through this.
How much?
Well, somewhere around... 9,000.
I knew it. Well, let's start shooting for the big 10. Oh. Hey, waiter. Hey, amigo. Another bottle over here. This one's half empty.
No, really, Ralph. Ralph, I've had enough.
Now, listen, honey bunch. If you're going to grind away like the Miller's wife down in that moldy newspaper library to support Canadian literature...